On the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
Here's the wines we're going to be discussing today. We have the Société de la Racine Neuve Brut Sparkling Champagne 2023. The Champagne Telmont.
Brut Sparkling Chardonnay.
Mm-hmm.
You said champagne. You have been drinking, Bob.
Yeah, well, I threw that in. Champagne Telmont Réserve de la Terre 2024. And from Ewers Estate, we have the Ewers Estate Sylvain Estate Blanc 23, the Ewers Estate Cabernet Franc 2022, the Ewers Estate Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2022, and the Ewers Estate Portrait Red Blend.
Is it Ewers or Ehlers?
I'm not exactly sure.
I always heard you say Ehlers. You guys went, right?
I think Ehlers.
I say Ehlers because I'm a redneck. So, you know, it just, everything's kind of high.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sipping time.
Hey, yes, it's sipping time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing.
Except Coldplay concerts. I'm talking about the meme. Everybody's talking about this.
Yeah, don't go back there. What are you more embarrassed about? That you got caught or that you got caught at a Coldplay concert? Yeah, I think it's the second one, honestly. Yeah. You know, if you got caught, like, you know, the Red Zeppelin reunion, okay, that's one thing, but a Coldplay.
Red Zeppelin? You mean Led Zeppelin?
I've been drinking.
You have been drinking,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah, but Coldplay? Good God, no. Well, this is Madman Bob joining me today. Our good old boy, Justin.
Pleasure to be here, Bob.
And good old boy, Harm.
You forgot who was here, didn't you, Bob?
No, I'm waiting for him to stop crunching. He's over there waffing down chips and caviar.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
Yes, mental patient over here. So, well, our sip segments are all about distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else you can sip. And here's the wines we're going to be discussing today. We have the Société de la Racine Neuve Brut Sparkling Champagne 2023, the Champagne Telmont.
Brut Sparkling Chardonnay.
Mm-hmm.
You said champagne. You have been drinking, Bob.
Yeah, well, I threw that in. Champagne Telmont Réserve de la Terre 2024. And from Ewers Estate, we have the Ewers Estate Sylvain Estate Blanc 23, the Ewers Estate Cabernet Franc 2022, the Ewers Estate Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2022, and the Ewers Estate Portrait Red Blend.
Is it Ehlers or Ehlers? It's Ehlers, and I've always pronounced it Ehlers.
I'm not exactly sure.
I've always heard you say Ehlers. You guys went, right?
I think Ehlers.
I say Ehlers because I'm a redneck, so, you know, it just, everything's kind of high.
But you guys were there in Napa, right?
Yes.
I believe it's actually Ehlers.
Ehlers. Yeah. Ehlers Estate. Yeah. All right. Well, whatever, dude. He's just the producer of the show.
Yeah, I don't really care.
He can't pronounce anything right now. Yeah. This is the second show we're recording today.
Yeah, we can put it in the Google.
All that really matters is what's in the glass in front of me.
And so comes to us.
Ehlers.
Thank you guys for that.
Thank you guys for sending it to us.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to be tasting and discussing these wines and rating them with our sip sounds. We rate these on a 1 to 5 sip scale. So let's play one of our sounds. Pick one.
Pick number three.
Number two?
We're not going to hear number two this show.
Yeah. Oh, no. Not on this
show.
There's
not going to be a number two. There's not going to be a one or two. Play number two.
Do a number five.
Do number five.
No, we're not going to
hear
five.
We might hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. We might hear a five this show, I think.
We might.
You never know. Anything's
possible. Play number two. Just do it for S and giggles.
Okay.
Well, isn't that nice?
There you go.
Two sips. There you go.
All right. So we're going to have Justin tell us about our first wine.
Societe de la Rossi is a non-alcohol sparkling wine.
What
did you say?
What? Non-alcohol.
This is horrible.
Yeah. It's made from...
I'm broken.
Shame.
Wait, let's give it a second. Let's try it.
It's made from 100% Chardonnay grapes grown in La Mancha, Alcázar in San Juan, Spain.
Okay, you got my attention.
After vinification, the wine, the alcohol is removed by vacuum distillation.
Okay.
Then a small portion of grape must be reintroduced.
Grape
add
must.
A touch of sweetness.
Grape must.
Yeah.
Yeah, grape must.
Mm. Grape must is the pomace. Okay. Yeah. Is reintroduced.
So we're going to be reviewing Societe de la Rossi New Brut Sparkling Chardonnay 2023. It's got a nice, light, pretty color. The nose has citrus fruits like lemon, green apples, and...
Green apples, not citrus, but all right, I'll give you that.
Reminds me of like spring water. And then the palate's refreshing and zippy. And the finish, it's surprisingly long for a non-alcohol finish. It's got like a nice sweet mid palate that goes for quite a while. What did you think, Bob?
Honestly, when I was offered this, I thought, well, it's non-alcohol sparkling wine.
Do we review non-alcoholic stuff? Why do we review coffees every now and then?
And I'm like, But I was stunned at how good this was. It's not your traditional, it's certainly not champagne. I mean, first off, grapes are from Spain anyway. But the flavor on this is startlingly good.
It's amazingly robust. I was not expecting this.
It jumps up and grabs you by the throat and shakes you like a dog. I mean, the lime on that is insane. The lime, green apples, there's a tartness to it. There's a really nice minerality to it. Kind of a dry stone to it. Really, the flavor on this thing is, they made up for it for taking the alcohol out by amping up the flavors on it. Damn, it's nice.
They made this like they made wine, not Sprite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So look, I've been reading and hearing about these de-alcoholized wines. Like wines that have been, they've taken the alcohol out. They're not making something non-alcoholic. They're making something with alcohol and then removing the alcohol. Yeah. So you're getting organic compounds from the yeast. You're getting all these complex molecules that are coming out with the fermentation. So you're getting all that, but then they take the ethanol out, which has a lower boiling point. So you vacuum distillation and you remove the ethanol. So you believe the heavier compounds. Mm-hmm. So you're getting all these wonderful organics and what do you call them? In the grapes, you get I can't think of the name. I'm so tired. Anyway, but you're getting all these wonderful complex organic compounds, polyphenols. That's what I'm
saying. There you go.
You're getting all these polyphenols you're not going to get otherwise. You're not making something non-alcoholic. You're making a wine with alcohol, with the full yeast fermentation. Everything like you make a real wine, okay?
And you're not.
But
you're
then
not
you remove the
introducing
alcohol.
Heat. It's vacuum distillation, literally removing it without the benefit of heat. Yeah. So you're not cooking anything. So
nothing's being cross polymerized. Everything's great. It's got a great straw color. It looks like real champagne. The mousse didn't last quite as long. There's not enough bubble. Mm. But on the nose, like you said, Bob, green apples, and there's citrus and there's floral notes. And there's a hint of saltiness. The salinity is great. Yeah. You get all the terroir.
Big saltiness, a big minerality to it.
When I tasted it, Bob didn't tell me there was no alcohol in this. I didn't read the thing beforehand. It's my first time tasting one of these de-alcoholized wines.
I did it on purpose.
He's a devious.
I wanted to see his response, and he's like, damn, I like this. I'm like, there's no alcohol in it.
It is a big hit, a punch in the face of lime peel.
So would you get the hangover if you drank too much or not?
No,
well, you know, hangover.
So it's the alcohol that makes the hangover?
Yeah.
The alcohol gets in your liver, it becomes converted to, ethanol becomes converted to acetaldehyde and acetone.
Yeah, acetaldehyde, yeah.
It's acetaldehyde, who says acetaldehyde? It's acetaldehyde.
Acetaldehyde.
It's acetaldehyde and acetone. So when you have methanol, it becomes formaldehyde, formic acid. That's what makes you go blind. But anyway, it's the same same liver enzymes. But anyway, the hit of lime and raspberry here was overwhelming. Mm-hmm. The finish is short. There's no alcohol here. It's not champagne. It's not real sparkling wine, but it's so good. It would have fooled me. I thought it's low alcohol, but it's really good. No, there's zero alcohol here. I was surprised.
Yeah.
We got a rating for this, sir?
Justin, what did you think?
We already talked about it.
Talked about it. It was all right. Good.
All right. You're drunk.
Yeah.
With the zero alcohol wine.
Well, we're going to be giving the Society de la Rossi New Brut Sparkling Chardonnay 2023 a well-deserved, and I can't believe this from alcohol freaks like us, 3 sips.
Interesting.
And we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a
Hey, and we're back, and we were just finishing up discussing the Société de la Rossi New Brut Sparkling Chardonnay. 3 sips on a non-alcoholized sparkling wine. Shocking.
Or de-alcoholized.
So let's go into the next one and have Harm tell us about that.
Oh, thanks, Bob. Before I go on to the next one, I want to say one thing. You guys talked me into a 3 sips on that. If I had not known there was no alcohol, I would have given it a 4.
Mm-hmm.
So do we go down because there's no alcohol, or should we give it an extra rating because they fooled me?
Oh, I'd go down because there's no alcohol. That's just me.
Yeah, that's where we went. There you go. So anyway, next
wine. If
there's
no alcohol, you're much less likely to go down.
Hmm. Okay, then.
In the toilet, Justin. Thank you.
Moving on.
I don't need alcohol to go down.
Moving on.
Good to know.
Our next champagne. Why do I have
to waste my time outwitting morons?
our next sip today is the Champagne Telmont. And Champagne Telmont can trace its origins back to 1912 when Henri L'Hôpital created his own champagne house under his name. And in 1937, his son André became the cellar master following the death of his father. After several years off of World War II, André returned to Champagne to develop his father's legacy and named the Champagne brand de Telmont. And after the name of one of his best vineyard plots. And in 83, André's son Serge takes over the Champagne de Telmont, where he continues his father's legacy. There's a lot of history here, which I don't want to read, man. This is too long, Bob. Skip it,
that's fine.
I'm going to skip all through this. Anyway. In 2022, Leonardo DiCaprio invested in the minority shareholder and became a Telmont Champagne House shareholder. And is that important, really?
I'll still drink it, even though he's involved.
I mean, I liked Titanic, but there was room on the door.
Not so much. Yeah.
Whatever.
Moving on.
She let him die.
Yeah. There
was room on the door.
You selfish woman.
So this is the Réserve de la Terre 2024 from 12. It's a 12% ABV. This is different because it's 44% Pinot Meunier, 44% Pinot Meunier, 34% Chardonnay, and 22% Pinot Noir. That's inverse to what we normally get. Normally, yeah. We get more Chardonnay with more Pinot Noir.
This Meunier is always Meunier. At the end.
Meunier is usually added for backbone.
Mm.
So this is starting differently completely. It's aged for 36 months. It's a blend of 2020, 70%, 2019, 15%, 2018, 15%, and made with organic grapes without herbicides, pesticides, or fungicides. no synthetic fertilizers, and a low dosage. And it's extra brut cuvee, so only 2.5 grams per liter of sugar versus other brut champagnes, which is like 6 to 12. Back in the day, extra brut used to mean zero dosage, but now that's become brut nature. So extra brut is less than that six grams per liter. It's a beautiful straw color. The nose on this is all about spice. It just hits me with anise. Citrus, anise, raspberries, and notes of like pie crust. To me, this is like raspberry pie with anise. On the palate, crisp apple, lots of mineral flavors. The spice is coming out, tons of citrus. The bubbles are subtle, and there's a smoky note that I get to a lot of champagnes from the yeast that really comes out here. It's gorgeous. I love this. Justin, what do you think? You didn't like this as much as I know. I know.
The anise hit me the wrong way. I thought it was too heavy a note.
You prefer a nephew?
Apparently so.
I was sitting on that one.
That was good. That was good.
You've been holding that one for about half an hour.
Now, the viscosity is pleasant, and the finish is balanced, but the palate with the anise.
You don't like the spice too much. I love the spice here. Bob, what do you think?
Well, I thought it was wonderful. We've done Champagne Tillmont before. That's what I was trying to do, was look up the last time we did it.
I don't remember having... I remember having Champagne Tillmont, but not the Reserve.
No, I don't think we did the Reserve. I think we did... I'd have to look.
Don't, dude, we're in the middle of a show. Don't Google stuff.
We did the Reserve Brut back in 2022. So...
So this was a Reserve then.
Yeah, but
this is extra brut. Deleterre.
I love the nose on it. The citrus and the anise on there is really nice. Like you said, there's like a pastry shortcrust.
Yeah,
kind of like a
it's a raspberry or some sort of mixed berry pie for me. But the spice is in the forefront, which it turns Justin off because he's a white boy who can't take spices.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah. Mm.
But
on the palate,
hold
on.
I love this.
Mm. Mm. There's that green apple note. There's a nice minerality to it. There's a nice salinity to it. The salinity really gets you back in the jowls, awesome. In the back palate. Mm. There is just the slight little bit of smokiness to it as well. But very, very bright, very energetic, very in your face, you know, very lively kind of champagne.
Yeah, there's a great tasting note I love what some of the other reviewers talk about. They talk about a tension. This wine has that tension.
Yeah. Oh, 100% tension. Yeah. Beautiful. Really, really pretty wine. I enjoyed this a lot.
And you guys, we've downplayed the points on this review because of Justin.
Okay.
Not liking anise. It's all about a nephew.
It's all about Justin.
Sexist.
Yeah. Like a nephew better, I guess.
100%. I don't know where you go with that. Okay. So we're going to be giving the Champagne Tillmont Reserve de la Terre 2024 a well-deserved 4 sips.
It deserves higher.
I think it's lovely, really. I mean,
but you know what? Fantastic. I have to say thank you to Justin because he brought caviar today.
Yeah.
And what we're doing, instead of doing Blini, we're doing the Cape Cod salt and pepper chips, creme fraiche, and the caviar.
Fresh caviar.
You want the creme fraiche on the caviar, I mean, on the chip to put to stick the caviar on there. The pairing is perfect. And so I will forgive you for not liking anise.
Yeah. Nothing better than caviar and sparkling wine.
You pay for the caviar.
All right. Well, let's move on to our next one. So Ehlers Estate is an organically farmed 42-acre vineyard located just north of St. Helena at the base of the Mayacamas Mountains. The original stone winery building, dating back to 1886, was built of tuff and basalt by Bernard Ehlers, a Sacramento grocer who made his fortune selling tools to miners that had traveled to California in search of gold. In 1885, he relocated his family to Napa Valley and established...
I didn't make the joke about miners.
Yeah.
I thought I could have waited for them to grow up.
I didn't think about it.
I thought about it, too.
So he relocated to Napa Valley and established his winery on Ehlers Lane after buying the property from a viticulturist who'd lost his vines to phylloxera. He replanted the vineyard along with olive trees that continue to bear fruit today. We've been there. We've seen the olive grove right next to the winery. Very, very cool.
The black olive notes here.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. So after passing in 1901, his wife, Ann Ehlers, continued to make wine in the stone building. After Prohibition and a series of differing owners, Jean and Sylvain Leduc purchased some blocks of the vineyard in 1987. And we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were just talking about the wine from Ehlers Estate.
I remember where you left off.
So Bernard's wife, Ann Ehlers, continued making wine in the stone building. After Prohibition and a series of differing owners, Jean and Sylvain Leduc purchased some blocks of the vineyard in 1987, aiming to create a winemaking legacy like the old great Chateau of Bordeaux.
Yeah. Dobo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
In 2001, they acquired the surrounding acres and the historic stone building to create the estate and restore the Ehlers name. Today, the Ehlers estate is owned by the Leduc Charitable Trust and was established by them in 1996. Here's the amazing thing about this winery. These folks came in and paid, you know what it cost,
right? Millions and millions.
An acre of land in that valley. Assembled all this, rebuilt this winery, and then turned around and put it into a charitable trust so it can raise money for charity. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's awesome. I mean, forget the wine. It's like you put all that money
together.
I'm
thinking about the tax deduction. I'm leery of you billionaires, man.
I don't know why you're looking at me.
I'm not looking at you, per se.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
I'm just looking in your general direction. Whatever.
So let's move on to their first wine, which is...
Let's forget about the charitable trust. Let's
not... Again, do a lot of really great charitable work. Yes, so that's
awesome. I agree.
I mean, I spent a lot of time working for a charity.
You raise a lot of money for charity. Yeah. I help you, too, when I can.
So the Ehlers Estate Sylvaini Estate Blanc 2023. This is 13.9% ABV, Napa Valley, 80% Sauvignon Blanc, 13% Semillon. Fermentation 50% concrete egg,
which I freaking love. Not enough people doing concrete egg.
Every winery we go to in Napa, there's always a couple of them in the back.
Yeah,
and they're hardly ever used.
There's a guy who invented these. I'm in my head, I'm thinking, who went around Napa and went, "Hey, I got these," and everybody went, "Okay, I'll buy two or three and put them in the back." Everybody's got a couple, but nobody seems to be committing to them full-time or anything.
There are a bunch of wineries in Europe that are using concrete egg that are doing amazing things.
Yeah. So,
and I'm glad Napa's experimenting too.
50% concrete egg, 40% neutral, and 10% new French oak, aged 14 months in 10% new French oak. So,
gorgeous.
Let's get here to the... Oh, the nose is leaping out of the glass. White flowers...
So amazing.
Green tea. There's a minerality to it that just leaps out of the glass. A minerality, a salinity to it. Definitely a salinity. And on the palate, let's see. Very mineral up front, but there's a fruitiness there. There's big time citrus. A little bit of lime, a little bit of lemon zest. There's a little bit of white pear and a little bit of green apple behind it. Wow. That lemon and lime just carries through. Really nice finish, really long finish. This is fantastic. What did you think, Harm?
I agree with you, Bob. This is gorgeous. The citrus was there, but what really hit me was the green tea note and the saltiness, the salinity.
Yeah.
Salinity is gorgeous. Like, it's like you're on the ocean. You're out, you're
sea on spray.
The deck, you're on the deck of a ship, and fresh sea air is hitting your nose. That oyster shell, the jasmine green tea is a different thing, but you get that oyster shell, you're getting that sea salt, you're getting that green tea. And there's a hint of lemon blossom in the background. So it's all there. And on the palate, it's just unfolds with this gorgeous fruit and pear. You said pear, right, Bob?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pear. Come back to it. Pear. Pear and lemon zest. Tons of seawater, like saltiness. Just gorgeous. And the finish is long. I cannot believe this is a California Sauvignon Blanc. And it's there's what, only 10% oak on this one?
I think 10% new.
10% new. I usually hate disdain. I usually disdain California Sauvignon Blanc where they use too much oak. These guys hit the right balance.
Yeah.
The absolute right balance. I prefer stainless steel aged Sauvignon Blanc. I want to taste the mineral. I don't want to taste the oak at all. The oak is such a great balance here. It just blows me away.
I like the stainless steel, but I also like the oak. When it's 100% stainless steel, you get more of that asparagus-y kind of herbal.
That depends on where it's grown.
Yeah, but you get more of that. When I get the oak, that downplays, but usually when you get the oak,
mellow, great,
you don't get the minerality than the salinity that we're getting. So
no, this is a great balance.
Yeah, this is
perfectly
fantastic.
Balanced.
Yeah. What do you think, Justin?
Yeah.
This reminds me of being a teenager eating at a seafood restaurant on the pier in San Francisco. Crisp, clean nose, amazing seafood, fruit. It's like a seafood restaurant next to a fruit market. And then the palate, it's crisp, it's clean. You know, if you're having something really savory, like oxtail or something like that, and you want to clean out between bites of that, this would be amazing. I wouldn't do
this with oxtail. This is a seafood wine for me.
Yeah. Oysters.
But I understand what you're saying about cleansing your palate. Yeah. I understand what you're saying about that. But this, to me, is a perfect seafood wine.
It would go really good
with
fried oysters.
Oh, yeah.
All day.
You know what I want? I want a half and half. I want a fried oyster shrimp po' boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fully dressed.
Oh, I think you found the perfect pairing for this.
Dude, give me a po' boy in this.
Well, we're going to give the Ellers Estate Sylvain Estate Blanc 2023 a well-deserved 4 sips.
It's close to 5.
Yeah.
It's so close.
Yeah. It's almost there. And for a California Sauvignon Blanc, for me to get
and
close to 5.
And they used oak and didn't kill it.
Yeah.
Such great balance, guys.
All right. Well, Justin, tell us about our next one.
So now we're going to talk about Ellers Estate Cabernet Franc 2022. It's 14.5% alcohol by volume. It's appellation of St. Helena, Napa Valley, 90% Cab Franc, 6% Cabernet Sauvignon, 4% Merlot. Fermentation's done in stainless steel tanks for 14 days, and it's aged 21 months and 65% new oak. So, tasting this, you know, the color is dark like Harmeet's soul.
It's not quite as dark as my soul.
He has no soul.
There's more redness here.
There's no soul.
My soul is closer to black. This is closer to garnet.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
On the nose, you got like violets. I got like my whiskey room with the cedar and the
definitely
leather.
Yes, yes, right.
Yeah, feels like home.
Aged tobacco.
Yeah, it really cigars in my whiskey room too. So yeah, it really feels like home. And the palate, you get a nice bright fruit hit right on your mid palate. You get some dark chocolate as it fades off. And some like terroir elements that are really specific to their estate, like crushed rock and gravel, and reminds me of when I drove up the gravel driveway at Eller's because they were kind enough to host us, and the kind of smell you would get from the fresh stirred rocks there.
Well, I didn't get to go with you guys, so like, excuse me.
You weren't invited. There's a reason.
But I understand what you're talking about, that terroir. There's such great gravelly note to it.
You don't get a better Cobb Franc. You might have a different one. So
I love what you said. To me, it's about violets and the black cherries, but you didn't say cherries. I'm getting more of that fruit, okay? But the violets are there. Gorgeous. Violets and leather. And there's that umami note to it. It's like a soy note. There's some tea, there's some bergamot, marmalade, and that mineral. Bob, you were there. Is that, where's that umami coming from?
I wish I could tell you. I mean, I get a graphite on the nose.
It's not quite graphite for me.
I definitely get the graphite on the palate. I get the cherries, the bergamot. A little bit of cocoa. There's a smoke, and then that minerality. This is one of the better Cab Francs I've had at Napa in the last couple of years.
It's fruitier than than most Cab Francs I get.
And we'll be going back to
a commercial, yeah.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads.
Hey, and we were just finishing up our discussion of the Eller's Estate 2022 Cabernet Franc. Again, I get the cherries, I get the bergamot, I get a little bit of smoke, I get a little bit of cocoa on this, and the minerality just shows through, but this is truly one of the better Cab Francs I've had in Napa in quite some time. Really delicious. We're going to be giving the Eller's Estate Cabernet Franc 2022 a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh my goodness!
Yes! 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 Yes!
All right. I agree with you on 5 sips, but I want to say, this is not like your traditional Cab Franc that you get from Napa Valley.
Absolutely not. That's why I like it so much.
It does not have the green notes.
No. 100%.
This is ultra-ripe Cab Franc.
Well, tell us about our
Cab Franc's daddy.
Tell us about our next wine from Eller's.
Thank you, Bob. So our next wine, our penultimate wine for the episode is the Eller's Estate.
Ooh, big word.
I've been
multiple
drinking,
syllabic.
Multi-syllabic, baby. I took my SATs.
The penultimate supper. Not the last supper, the penultimate supper. So...
And so, all right, the Eller's Estate Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2022 is 14.2% ABV, 80% Cabernet Sauvignon, 20% Merlot, fermented 14 days in stainless steel tanks, aged for 20 months in 69% French oak.
It's your favorite number.
They could have gone 70%.
But they could have. Do it 69 because it just sounds cooler.
69 feels so much better.
I respect them for that.
Yeah.
Totally. So this is a gorgeous opaque ruby color, almost a garnet. This is just dark and gorgeous with just clear to violet edges. We're drinking a little bit young at 2025.
Yeah.
This nose, it's 2025 now when we're reviewing it. So it's only 3 years old. So the nose is juicy plum, cigar box, incense. And there's a hint of candle wax here. So to me, I love this wine, but it's not your standard Cabernet.
No, it's not.
Just like that previous Cabernet Franc was not your standard Cabernet Franc.
Yeah.
It's a little bit off the standard for the varietal. So
I'm cool with that. Yeah.
No, that's fine. I understand that. But it's not your standard Cabernet that you expect from Napa Valley. It's got more depth. It's a little off the normal palate. Mm. On the palate, beautiful, dry, great tannins, very well integrated, wonderful mouthfeel, high acidity enough to bring your mouth watering, You want to have this with a steak. Mm. I like this wine a lot. The flavor profile is just a little bit different from your standard cab, but I enjoy it. Justin, what do you think? Nice. And it's got great, long finish too.
A nice crusty steak, yeah.
So I agree with what you said. And I think it's a bridge wine. I think once you go from steak, you're finishing your steak, you're going to Cherry's Jubilee. This will carry you through to both until you switch to the dessert wine.
No, I don't need the dessert wine. I want to do this with dessert. Do this cab with the chocolate.
You do both. Finish your steak and you start with your dessert.
You're not going to order an extra bottle. You're wrong. You're ripping off the restaurant now, Bob. What do you think?
I think it's fantastic. Again, I agree with you. It's a little off of what I would consider standard profile, but nonetheless, a delicious wine. Great berries, very silky texture. The tannins are there. The minerality's there. We're going to be giving the Ellers Estate Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2022 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that's going to take us to our last wine, which is the Ellers Estate Portrait Red Blend 2022, 14.5% ABV. St. Helena Napa Valley, 66% Cabernet Sauvignon, 16.4 Cabernet Franc, 16.3 Merlot, and 1.3 Petit Verdot. Fermented for 14 days in stainless steel, aged 21 months, and 65% new French oak. Beautiful color. Dark, dark, dark purple.
Like my heart, baby. Dark like my heart.
Blackberries. A slight tint of mint. Just that little coolness of mint. A little bit of sage. A little minerality on the nose. On the palate. Mm.
I could drink this all day long.
Blueberries. Blackberries. Plums. A really nice minerality to it, like a dry stone. Mmm. Got a great finish. Sticks with you. And it sticks with you, but not overpowering, not climbing over you and just covering up your palate. Wow, this is pretty good. What do you think, Justin?
I really enjoyed this wine. I think it's like sweet and savory all at once. I would pair this with pastizio, which is like Greek lasagna.
I love pastizio.
Heavy
Wish I had
pasta
some.
And cinnamon influence. This would be the perfect pairing.
Did we miss Greek Fest this year? Greek Fest is when, May?
Yeah, it's going on right now. We just missed it.
No, this July now. I missed it. Okay. So this wine, like Justin said, this is sweet and savory in the perfect balance. And whereas the difference between this wine and the previous wine, I could get sick of the previous wine after a couple of glasses. This wine, I don't think it's sick of. I could come back to this. And that's what the difference between a 4 sips rating and a 5 sips rating. I don't get sick of this wine. I will come back to this.
Could take you through the whole Greek dinner.
The whole dinner.
Baklava, pastizio.
It doesn't have to be Greek. Hummus. It could be Italian here.
Could be.
Yeah, you've got some of the same herbal notes.
Nice juicy steak.
Yeah, I love this. I will go here all day long.
So you're saying this is a little bit elevated?
Oh yeah.
So it's not what you normally drink.
I no, like no, the I... unusual flavor of Thunderbird wine. It's an exceptionally good drink for every occasion. Thunderbird has an unusual flavor all its own. Not quite like anything I've ever tasted. I suggest that you try Thunderbird. It's really delightful.
James Mason selling Thunderbird. Is there anything cooler? Yeah.
I just want to say, while he was playing the Thunderbird thing, I'm eating caviar.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever, dude. Make fun of me. I've got caviar in my mouth.
Here's the thing. When I put these in order, I thought, am I putting the red blend last or the cab last? I'm glad I put the red blend last.
I'm glad you put the red blend last, too.
The cab's fantastic, but the red blend, wow.
This elevates it.
Just wow. Yeah, this one is.
Next level. Next level, my friend. So, for me, this is five sips. Mm-hmm. Do we have a rating for the whole show for the both of us, all three of us? Because we're missing Maury today. What happened to Maury?
Are we really missing him?
Are we really missing Maury? Maury,
okay,
we love you.
Hunting in the Great White North.
There's more wine for us today because you couldn't make it.
So the Ellers Estate Portrait Red Blend 2022. 100%, five sips.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And again, we know the folks at Ellers, really great people, but that doesn't affect the ratings here. If they give us lousy wine or good wine, we rate it how it is. And wow, just compared to the last batch we did, and the last batch was great. This is just elevated. Better. Yeah, elevated. So 100%. Yeah. So want to thank you guys for coming to the show and joining me on this one. So thank you, Justin.
Such a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Harm.
You know, Bob, I really want to thank you for inviting me, and I really want to thank Maury for missing out today.
Yeah, because there's more wine.
There's more wine and caviar for us.
Yeah,
I miss your face, and I miss making fun of you on the radio. But
there's
more wine for us.
Okay, we'll make fun of him behind his back, so don't worry about it. For Sip, Suds, and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob. Thanks for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad wine, and thankfully, on this show, we rarely ever have to do that.
Not a single one, my friend.
So, yeah, it's a pretty good day, boys.
Yeah.
Thanks to the folks at Ehlers. So.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.